This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're broadcasting live from the Self-Reliance Expo, Dallas, Texas. What a blast. And there's still some time if you'd like to come and join us at the Self-Reliance Expo, Dallas, Texas. SelfRelianceExpo.com. I'm Vin Fennelli, and we are talking about events, products, and how to keep your family safe and prepared. And with me at the Self-Reliance Expo, we're broadcasting live, is Steve Nagel, and he's with a company called UV Packlight. And Steve, welcome to USAprepares.com.
Hey, thank you, Vincent. Thanks to the audience for listening in.
It's great to have you here. And you have a really, really neat product, and I have it in the studio with me. And this is a very lightweight product, and think of it like this, class. These are kind of a yellowish material, the size of grains of rice, if you will, maybe a little bit smaller, and they're sandwiched between two layers of plastic, and they glow. They glow in the dark, and you can see where you're going once your eyes get accustomed to it, and they don't require batteries. They don't require charging. Steve, tell us about this particular product, what it is, and why it's so interesting and fascinating.
Sure, Vincent. You know, what we did is we looked at glow-in-the-dark. I had looked at it since the 90s and realized that maybe there was something out of the glow-in-the-dark that wasn't being seen because it's normally for a novelty toy, maybe an exit sign or something. And I said I wanted to do something that would be go way beyond and make it something that has function. So I actually looked at the crystals, the strontium, aluminum, and europium, learned a lot about them, learned how they're manufactured, learned about the sizing and how I could package them. And as you mentioned to the audience, it's like a vacuum bag. So as you said, sandwiched between two plastic pieces, it's really it's like a vacuum pack of glow-in-the-dark crystals that are going to provide you light all night long. And in fact, in September of 10 was when we filed for our first patent on this, and then we went into a testing mode using an independent authority, the North American Hunting and Fishing Clubs of North America, run by North America Media Group. And we did an independent test nationwide, and they both clubs came back in May of last year, January to May, field testing, certified what I'm just going to tell you right now, that large pack light that we have lights up a 10 by 12 room or an 8-man tent all night long. And that means that you can't read a book by it, Vincent, but you see everything in the room all night long, and it does it over and over again forever, all night.
Okay. What I have in my hand is one half the size of an – well, it's even less than half the size of an 8.5 by 11 piece of copy paper or printer paper. And tell me, how much light would I receive from that? How much of a room?
Well, that one there, that's like a medium, we call that, Vincent, and that is actually 40% the size – or, excuse me, 60% of the size of the large. So that lights up what I call a 5-man tent, okay? Mm-hmm. Or a full bath if you're using it in your home for just having a nightlight in your bathroom. Then we have the small one, which is about half the size of the one you just mentioned, which is good for a half bath or maybe a 3-man tent. And then we have the mini, which is good for a personal tent or maybe a porta potty outside, you know, small little toilet area. So that just gives you the audience a reference of how much light each one. And of course, they have different price points because you're buying larger units for larger glow output.
Yeah, I don't know if you had a chance to meet Barry Knowles. He has the Urban Foxhole, which is that chamber that you can...
Sure.
Yeah. This would be great for that, because if you didn't have electricity, it would work great. I'm Vin Fennelli, USAprepares.com. We're going to come back with Steve Nagel. We're going to talk about more about UV Packlight in just a couple minutes after this break. And this is a blast. I'm having a lot of fun here at the Expo. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net.
Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I am Vincent Finelli, and I am at the controls. I'm at the Self-Reliance Expo in Dallas, Texas, broadcasting live. And with me is Steve Nagel, and we are talking about a really interesting product. His website is called www.uvpaqulite.com, uvpaqulite.com. Steve, we were talking about the urban foxhole and how that could be used to light up probably the entire foxhole, which is 8 feet across, for a while. Now, without recharging this thing, and you recharge it with light, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, Vincent, yeah, any kind of light recharges the PacLite product line.
And so, like
a headlight of your car, a flashlight, LED flashlight, your fluorescent bulbs, incandescent lighting.
Uh-huh.
Sunlight, obviously, is the best. So every type of light source charges it, and literally, from sunlight, it's a matter of seconds. Halogen LED flashlights, it's seconds. Fluorescent, depending on the distance, might be minutes. In the show here, the expo, we've never had the products outside, and we decided it was about 4 or 5 minutes in that lighting in that room.
Uh-huh.
We had full charges on all our products. It was quite impressive how this product charges so quickly compared to typical glow in the dark you may have seen. This stuff is like amazing. Some people would call it glow on the super steroids.
So I've got this packet, and it's got a little chain on this particular one, like a pull chain
sure.
for a light. Now, if I charge this by putting it in a windowsill, would I be able to then put it in the hallway at night and have a hall light without electricity for an entire...
That's the thing about, you know, we all have light sources and we all use them for different reasons. And same with the pack light. You know, it's not just a product you only use in an emergency. It's something you can use every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for type of uses, you've got a situation where you might want to use it as a night light in your bathroom or a night light in the bedroom. My mom is 85 and she uses the medium size, we call it, for her bathroom light. It's a full bath and she's been using it for 16 months. She doesn't even turn on the light switch. In fact, she's kind of proud of it now that she doesn't use any electricity in that bathroom.
Well, that's
my
what
uncle, who's her sister, her brother, he's in Sun City, Arizona, Vincent, and he's concerned about falling over and can't get up. And so the power went out on him. He's concerned where he might be in the building or in his apartment, I should say.
Uh-huh.
And now he's got these around. He's got three of them, and he can see everywhere that he needs to see, and he's a much happier camper right now.
So. Well, Steve Nagel, we've talked about a couple uses. Let's talk about a few more uses. We've got... we've got till the bottom of the hour. So let's talk about some of the other uses.
Well, what happened is the people we first focused on were the camping people, the hikers. As you mentioned, this thing is very lightweight. Our large pack light that was tested by the North America Hunting and Fishing Clubs, which does light up a standard bedroom or a full 8-man tent, that weighs less than a large AA egg. That's pretty lightweight. Everything else is lighter than that. So and you can roll this stuff up, you can fold it up, you can take it underwater. So that opens up other avenues. So you might be a person that wants to use it in the cab of their truck because they don't want to mess up your night vision, but you want light to see what's going on in case, you know, your partner drops something on the floor. You've got a light there that you can see what's going on in the cab all night while you're driving, yet not disturb your night vision. Or you might be a person that's got a boat and you've got a cabin in there. You want to be able to go down into your cabin from the up on top if you're out on the open water, maybe an ocean situation, and you say, I go down there, I don't mess up my night vision, but I can see everything in my cabin, come right back up and not mess up your night vision. So you've got the markets are just almost endless. I mean, people are finding other uses for, you know, putting it as a marker on a tree stand where they put it up next to their tree stand. When they come back in the morning, they can actually see where they're headed towards. It's a great little glow-in-the-dark spot they look for, and you can see it hundreds of yards away. And that actually prompted us, Vincent, to come out with what we call the tube light, which is a competitor to the glow sticks that we normally use. A 6-inch glow stick, you use it one time. How about one? You never throw this one away, and normally you try to break a glow stick to make it activated. These you can't break. Our little glow sticks, we have a 6-inch and a 3-inch. It's kind of like a test tube filled with this glow and epoxy, and you can chain it on your bicycle, your backpack, or chain it on a post out in your ranch country looking for a gate post or something. You've got all these different types of uses of these products. It's always coming back to us from the different consumers that are using it and telling us how they're using them. Things that we never even thought about. And they can all go underwater.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you've got some that look like markers. I don't know what the terminology that you have for them is. I didn't get a chance to spend any time with them. But it looks like...
that's that newest one, Vincent. That's the glow-in-the-dark spots.
That's what I was...
Like
okay.
A half of a ping pong ball, if you can imagine that, listening in. And they glow, so you can actually stick those on. We've got two-sided sticky that come with the product. You can stick it on your kid's helmet. You could stick it on a bathroom wall or a spot in the hallway so you can see where you're not going to stub your toe, or you can put a nail through it and drive it in permanently into your maybe a spot in your shop or on the door jamb where you have to put a key in there. You've got a permanent glow marker there. If it's a step that you want to step off your deck and it's hard to see at night, put one there and you can see where it is.
Or a mailbox if you live on a dirt road like I do and it's really, really dark, you'll know where yours is and you don't need light to reflect on it.
Right.
To see, because it charges during the day and it emits light at night.
Yeah, all night long. All the products work all night long. And in fact, this last summer in July, there was the spelunking, or you know, National Speleological Society met in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. We went over there, set up our booth, our dark room, and had those people come in, and they liked this product a lot because they could take it into the caves. It's almost what they call a fourth form of light, because when they go in there, they want to be backup lights, backup lights, backup lights. Well, our product won't fail, because if they fall into a waterfall or something inside that cave, they're not going to mess up their batteries because there is no batteries. They're not going to mess up a light bulb because there is no light bulb. It's just a packet, and it's waterproof, and you've got a light source there. So if you got lost in the cave, you can use them as markers, and they'll actually glow for 5 days. Your eyes will see them glowing for 5 days. So it's got a very long glow. It's like we kept the the big word on our booth is amazing light, and it is amazing.
it really is. And I went into this little dark room that you have there, and we could see. I mean, it took a couple seconds for our eyes to adjust to going into a completely dark room, but the light let us see where we were. So, Steve, let me ask you. People must have fascinating questions for you. What kind of questions do you get asked frequently?
Well, I think, you know, the top of the list is, how long does it last? Well, that's a two-part answer. One is, it'll always recharge, so it's actually forever light, okay? So it'll always recharge to the same level. It never diminishes. It doesn't just recharge to 99% or 98%. It goes to 100%, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, how long does it last per charge? Well, we like to say that it lasts all night long. And if you're in Alaska, that could be 22 hours all night long. And we have no problem saying that, okay? So basically 24 to 48 hours, depending on what you're trying to use it, the space that you're trying to see. And the white walls help you better than dark walls because you get more reflectivity. Then the question is, the next question, Vincent, is, you know, how fast does it charge? Well, it's kind of an open-ended question because there's all kinds of light sources. When it's in light and you're seeing, it's charging and it's also glowing. When you step with that product into a dark room like you did here at the show, you instantly see it glowing. And as your eyes, as you mentioned, adjust to the dark, get your night vision. Some people take, you know, a minute. Some people take 5 minutes. And it also depends on where you stepped in from. If it's dark in the room you're in and you step into a darker room, it doesn't take much. But you get your night vision and you've got unbelievable awareness of the room that you're in all night long. And you can use it every day. You don't have to sit there in your storage facilities waiting for an emergency to use these products. Use them every day. Let your kids put the tube lights on their backpacks when they're out riding their bikes or just walking your dog. Use these products all the time. So those are the first questions. The next questions, I guess, would be, Vincent, is toxicity. Is it toxic? No, it's not toxic. No toxicity. No radioactivity. It's actually made from earth, I mentioned earlier, strontium, aluminum, and europium. So if you were to get it in your body, whether you swallowed it or get it in your eyes, the kids ate it or the dog ate it, it just goes right through you just like a dirt would. It just passes through.
You know, you're talking about walking the dog, and I've seen these reflective dog collars, but I haven't seen a dog collar that is illuminated all the time at night. And, you know, sometimes we let our dogs out. We live on a farm, and we don't have any neighbors. I mean, they're pretty far away. And it would kind of be nice to see where our dogs are in the woods when they're on patrol. It'd be kind of nice to know that. And I'm thinking that would be another application for this. Has anyone tried that?
Oh, yeah. With the new, what we call GIDS, glow-in-dark spots, GIDS, you know, you can stick those on with Velcro stickers or the stickers we provide with you on various types of things. A typical dog collar, you know, it's got, like I said, imagine a half of a ping pong ball that's glowing, and it's got a, you know, a depth to it. So that allows it to stick up from the dog's hair, okay, so you can actually see it. Now, some of the people also affix the tube light, the little 3-inch tube light that just hangs from the collar, and that way they can see their dog as they're walking there, or if the dog's got loose, they want to know where it's at, and they can call it and not chase it into areas that the dog's not. They can actually see the glow from a long ways away. But, yeah, they have tried it, and they've given us really good feedback on that.
Okay, so you have a 3-inch and a 6-inch tube light, kind of like one of those glow-in-the-dark lights that you shake up and then kind of bend until a glass tube inside it breaks. And yours is you don't have to do that.
Nope. Yep.
But it's similar kind of a light. It's a kind of a yellowish light.
Yeah, we don't want to say that we're as bright as a Cylum stick, but we're bright enough to have functionality. And the good news is we recharge over and over. The Cylum sticks are dead once use.
Right. So now the question is, what is this thing going to cost? So let's say this 3-inch reusable glow stick. What would that cost?
On the internet price, it's $4.95, and that's what our suggested retail is.
$4.95 for the 3-inch.
Right.
Okay. And how about the twice as big one, the 6-inch?
That goes for $6.95.
Steve Nagel, Vin Finelli, let's see. We've got a few more minutes. We're going to continue this, and stick around. We'll be right back. USAPrepares.com, broadcasting live. Self-Reliance Expo, Dallas, Texas.
The Self-Reliance Expo is coming to the Mesquite Convention Center February 10th and 11th. The keynote presenter is Mike Adams, the health ranger and editor-in-chief of naturalnews.com. Come and hear what more than 3.2 million people read about from Mike Adams every month. Mike will be speaking on survival nutrition, how to choose foods and supplements that will keep you alive and healthy. Hourly education workshops and presentations will be taking place each day at the Self-Reliance Expo. Classes include cooking essentials by Sun Ovens, personal protection, home defense, canine demonstrations, homeschooling, learn to suture by Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and how to build underground structures. This is one expo that is a must for all ages. There will be prize giveaways and drawings, exhibitor awards, and much more. For more information, go to selfrelianceexpo.com. Like us on Facebook and save $2 when buying your tickets online. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets valid for both days, so bring the whole family. selfrelianceexpo.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I am Vin Finelli, and I'm at the Self-Reliance Expo, Dallas, Texas, broadcasting live with Steve Nagel, his company, UVPackLite.com, UVPackLite.com. Steve, what's the phone number if someone wants to get in touch with you and talk more about this?
We're a Western Colorado company, and the phone number, Vincent, is 303-907-2194.
303-907-2194. 303-907-2194. UVPackLite.com. UVPackLite.com. There's going to be a link on Monday to Steve Nagel's company at USAPrepares.com, and you'll be able to get in touch with him. I'm going to have him on the broadcast classroom in the future. We're going to talk about it. I really like this product. Steve, we're talking about the costs. Now, those for the cylindrical type of
those are for the glow sticks. Competitors to the glow stick are two, one being 3-inch and 6-inch, that $495, $695. And then when we move up through the mini pack light, which I call a one-man tent sort of thing, or a porta potty size, that starts at $4. And then you go to the small unit, which is like a three-man tent, that's like $8.50, and then you go to the medium, which is more like a five-man tent, if you want to compare it to something that's more like 1650, and then you get to the large, which is for an eight-man tent, which is $24.
All right, let me see if I've got this right. So I can buy this from you by contacting you. You can ship it through a common carrier or U.S. mail or something like that, and I could have it just in a couple days.
Yeah, we ship it all U.S. because it's so light, Vincent. It's easy to ship.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Boy, you know,
we just use the mail service, and depends if it's first class or it's going to be priority, and the maximum we charge for shipment is $5.
Okay. Is there any kind of danger whatsoever to using this?
No, there's no danger. It's an inert material. It's made from earth.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that the students are clear on this. So if my dog were to chew this, you know, find this this plastic packet or this, it's heavy plastic, clear plastic with this material inside. The air is evacuated out of it. And so if my dog found it and decided to chew on it, I wouldn't have to worry.
No, as a matter of fact, the first thing is the dog might knock a hole in it and lose the vacuum. That's okay because we pre-tape the crystals inside the bag so they can't move even if the dog were to make a hole and lose vacuum. Just find the hole, put clear tape on it, reseal it. You've got to go good to go underwater. If the dog does eat it, okay, don't worry about it. It's just going to go through the dog's system, and then when he gets it out of his system, he might have some scat, if you want to call it that, glowing in the dark.
You'll know where you can poop or scoop in the backyard, and you can do that at night maybe.
Right, exactly.
So we've got an environmentally friendly product, I guess.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, going back to the environmental issue and going to the uses and kind of combining it all, you know, you have governmental agencies that we're interfacing with because they're always looking for something new. It's quick and easy for an officer to carry in a first responder situation.
Yeah.
We're going to be bringing out products that have a combination of the glow as well as reflectivity so that you have a red or an orange or yellow stripe inside the pack light that allows you to be seen from a flashlight hitting it or just to have it as a light source for glow. So we're going to be doing new products all the time. It's one of those websites you got to keep coming back to. We're not really promoting it here, but we have a scuba light for the scuba divers that might be listening. It's a little bit different than the tube light. It's the same sizes, but it's 100% solid. It's pressurized, so you can go to any depth. It has a lanyard on it versus the chain you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And on the tip of those tubes, we actually have a blue tip glow and a green throat. I call it the throat glow, the main glow, so that you have two colors, which means allows you for differentiation. When you descend in the dive, you can see where you lose that blue color. And then when you see it again, you'll see that you're at that same depth. So we've got products that we really aren't promoting so much here. We've got a new product that's for the fly fisherman, the fishing guy. We've got a fireflies, as we call them, Uncle Vernon's fireflies. It's coming out a little baggy where people can take it and use the most powerful glow that's known to the world and put it to their fishing lures and their fly fishing. Those would be probably on our internet site sometime mid next week. The scoop lights are already there.
Steve, what got you thinking along these lines? It's a really fabulous product. It's a simple product when you look at it. You go, geez, it's so simple. I'm sure it took a lot to make it work the way it works. But what made you start thinking about this?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I started seeing the glow in the mid-90s, and I just thought there was something there. And what I really was focusing on is, you know, where can I make a new product that would be uniquely different? And maybe I could make a glow product that would light up a porta potty, because that's uncomfortable for any sex and any age to be in a porta potty in the nighttime. And I realized that once I'd gone with these very large crystals, that I'd actually created something very unique and very novel, and said I need to package it differently and make it portable, lightweight, and that's went to the vacuuming. I had a history in other businesses where we used vacuuming, so I knew that. I used to own an epoxy company, so I knew about epoxies and polymers. So it was by chance that I had the ability to put, you know, two or three things that I'd had in my history of businesses and put it all together and realize, whoa, when I had my mountain friends tested last fall of 2010, and they came back and said all we could talk about was your product, I said, okay, I'm going to go after this. And that's what
Great.
I started.
Steve Nagel, thanks very much.
Yep.
We're going to come back on the other side. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
USAprepares.com. I am Vin Finelli. We are at the Self-Reliance Expo in Dallas, Texas, having a blast. With me today, James Talmadge Stevens. He's the author of Dr. Prepper's Making the Best of Basics. This is the size of a phone book. This is the guide on making do with basics. James Talmadge Stevens, welcome to USAprepares.com.
Thanks, Vince. It's good to be on with you.
Hey, you know, I've been on your show, I think, three times so far. It's great to have you on USAprepares.com.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. James, Family Preparedness Guide for the 21st Century, let's talk about it. What, for those that don't know about this book, how would you describe it without showing someone? How would you describe this book?
That's kind of tough. I'm a visual person. The book was written, it started out very humbly in 1974, about 150 pages of just what to do next. It was always about families. It's always about being prepared. It's not about guns. It's about butter. The book is written in the vein of what Dave Ramsey would say. I'm sure most people who listen probably know that. He said, live now like no one else, so in the future you can live like no one else. Well, preparedness is just like that. Live now so that when things are out of your control, you can continue to live like you used to. In other words, your standard of living, the way you live, your lifestyle doesn't have to change grandly because you're prepared for it. It requires a lot of practice. Oh, did I mention it takes a lot of practice?
Just once. You know, you mentioned Dave Ramsey. I was on a radio station, and he and I followed his broadcast. So I'm very, very familiar with him. And, you know, I listened to him way before I was on the air following him. But Dave Ramsey's a really good guy. I like his, you know, you don't have to spend everything you have. You can save some, and why don't you? And, by the way, those are marching orders. You need to save money. And so he lives that kind of a lifestyle. So do I. And it makes a lot of sense. So, yeah. I'm all with you on that kind of a lifestyle. So, James, let's talk about what's in this book.
I don't have it in front of me. Well, the book is really about sitting down and just, it's a really basic thing. It's a three-legged stool. Essentially, you store what you eat, so that means you've got to analyze and be aware of what you eat, and then you eat what you store, so that means you have to be aware of how to be able to fix it, and then you use it or you lose it. Oh, did I mention you have to practice it all the time? So what you don't have to live that way every meal. Now, I live a preparedness lifestyle, but you know, I'm on the road. I can't really go get put some beans on tonight and in the morning start them boiling and then come home tomorrow night back to the room and have a mess of beans. So I eat out at a restaurant with other people, have some fun. And so as soon as I go back home, I'll go back to it. But if I want to go out to a restaurant, Mexican or Chinese, all you can eat, I can. I don't feel guilty because it is the lifestyle of today. But if I couldn't, I could go on with another mess of beans tomorrow or rice or whatever. So people should not feel that it's something you have to do every day. It's not a have to. It's a being able to that's really, really more important.
You know, you mentioned store what you eat, and that is so important because I see people stocking up on things because it's a good price, but they wouldn't normally buy it, right, and they wouldn't normally eat it. So it doesn't make to me any sense to buy it for storage if you wouldn't eat it in the first place. So I'm with you. I think if buy what you eat and store that. And if you can get it at a good price, buy a bunch of it, as long as it will stay good and edible for as long as you plan on storing it.
So in the book, what I have are I have 19 tables in one of the chapters, and you go through them, and you start detailing it. It has, you know, a list of hundreds of foods and blank spaces so you can write others. And people say, well, why don't you make that interactive so we can just push a button and it does it? Well, you see, there's no awareness to that. It's like going by, you walk through the show, and there are a lot of folks. Now, I don't sell anything except my book. I sell the information. I learned long ago that the information age was upon us. It's important, and if you can share information, you know, helping other people get what they want, you can have anything you need. And that's kind of the way I work. And so what I did was create a whole bunch of tables, and people go through and check them off, and then they can multiply that table by the number of people and with a factor as to their age, and they can come up with the number of pounds or servings that they need, and they relate to each other, and you do the math. It's really simple, and it's not interactive. It's not done by an Excel table because you need to think it through. For example, if you like potatoes and you have a kid who's on the football team and he needs lots of potatoes and loves potatoes, then you're going to buy more than just his share because he'll eat two people's share or three. And so it's very interactive personally in that form, or it's very personally oriented. And that's what you have to be. You have to think about what you do. It's a family thing. You sit down around the table with the family and say, now, honey, will you really eat that okra if we get it? Or if we're going to get broccoli, is anybody here going to eat that broccoli? So you really have to work at it as a family. And if nobody likes beans, for heaven's sakes, don't go buy a whole bunch of beans, dried, freeze-dried, or otherwise, because they won't get used. Don't buy now to barter. Don't buy now to trade. Buy now to live, because I think my dad told me, he said, son, if you had all the food on earth, and I had all the gold on earth, or he said, if you had all the gold on earth, and I had all the food on earth, I'd soon have all your gold. You'd be working for me, and I'd still have food left.
Interesting point.
So it's really a matter of perspective. What's most important to you? You know, everybody eats. So
right.
Basics is really about how to put away, how to be prepared to eat. If it's about guns, hey, there are people who really know a lot about guns and can give you advice on that. I can't. I was in the Army. I know how to use a gun. I was regular Army. I know all that stuff, but I don't know enough to share. I don't keep up with it. But I can tell you about eating food and dealing with water and the other resources that you need, how to cook it, their recipes. It tells you how to take wheat from the whole grain all the way down to the white flour. There's, I think, 5 or 6 chapters on wheat alone. So you can use it in its various forms. Wheat is the most used grain in the world and the most in demand. And I don't get into it's not about diet, except that diet has to do with what you eat. It's about how you can utilize basic foods to get started. It's not a Betty Crocker cookbook. She does that better than I do. But if you have the products, you can literally cook from scratch. You save money, you get better nutrition. For example, sprouting. One of my chapters is on sprouting. Sprouting is gardening in your kitchen window without getting dirt on your fingernails. And it's more nutritious than actually growing, and you can do it in 3 days, what takes 3 months outdoors. And it's just as rich and just as good. In fact, it's better, and the enzymes are alive. And you can do it every day. You can start a new batch of sprouts, and every day you can have fresh sprouts. And you can drop a jalapeno seed here and there, or a mustard seed, or whatever. You can do whatever you want. One of my favorite foods, for example, is popcorn that has no salt and without you use an air popper, and I put sprouts in it, whatever kind I happen to like. I like broccoli sprouts because they're so rich and such a great antioxidant. And you sprinkle them, it tastes like broccoli, but they aren't big as broccoli and don't get between your teeth. And then I use some homemade blue cheese dressing. You talk about great. It's low calorie, it's good for my body, and I really enjoy it, and it doesn't give me gas because the enzymes are alive. And you can do that with beans. You can sprout beans. You can eat them as sprouted beans, like mung beans, for example, in Chinese restaurants, or soybeans or whatever, and you can cook them, and they're much more nutritious. They taste better. They're plumper. They're meatier. They're richer, and you get a lot more vitamins and minerals out of them. So you learn. Did I mention I have to practice this all the time? You keep working at it. You see, that's the point. You work at it till it becomes you, or you become it, whichever. And
it's a lifestyle, James.
It's a lifestyle, and the book is about the lifestyle of being prepared. It's not about emergency preparedness. You live every day so that when emergency comes, it's just another day. It's like people living in Florida. You know, it's just another day in paradise.
You know, I was watching the National Geographic Doomsday Preppers, and they showed people that I would consider maybe the one percenters. And as I look around the Self-Reliance Expo, that's not what's here.
No.
What's here is regular, everyday people, different levels of education. Some have doctorates, some have masters, some have bachelors, some have high school, some haven't finished high school. But all of these people want to learn, and they want to improve their lot in life. They want to improve their health. And they need some guidance and education on how to do it. And this is a great way to start, even in vitamins. And the part about the National Geographic, the Doomsday Preppers that I was talking about, those are – everybody had guns. Now, I have a gun, and you know that. But we are not in the gun business. We are in the family business. We are in the safety business. We're in the nutrition business. We are in the frugality business. And we are in the – clean living lifestyle business. And that's what your book is all about. You've got a section about vitamins, what they are, the names of them, what they do. That's one section. You've got another section about heating with wood. How does it work? What are some sources for wood furnaces? I mean, it's how to reduce your stress and pain. It just goes on and on and on.
It's basics.
Remedies, solutions, problems, and there it is. And I'm just trying to figure out how many pages this is.
It's 562 pages. Our new edition just came out a week ago. It's the 28th printing, and the 12.1, it's really the 13th edition, but because there are a few people who are superstitious and won't buy anything with 13 on it, so to speak, we made it 12.1. We adopted the Microsoft concept. If it works for them, maybe it'll work for us.
And you, how many of these have you sold?
700, with this edition, almost 800,000 copies.
Yeah, so this is not new. This is practical advice for people who want to learn the preparedness lifestyle. That's really what this is. Sources, where to go, what to do. I mean, you've even got medical care, medications. You've got lists for first aid kits, and you know what the package date says, the expiration date, so that you can look at this book and figure out what you've got and what expires when. I mean, it's just one little section.
It's
you've
a got, compendium. It's a kind of. It doesn't have everything, but it has the stuff that's not only basic, but of basic importance. And again, it's a safety net book. You know, you're talking about what is it? It's a book that'll give you a safety net. You can fall back on it. And everything, there's a place to write everything down. So literally, you can tuck it under your arm and keep it with you. I urge people to put it in a plastic bag, right in the, and I left margins of 1 inch all on the open side of the pages.
Yeah, you did.
So that people can write in it. Oh, some people have said, well, you could have written a whole lot more stuff. No, I couldn't have. I wrote everything there, but I left space for people to add notes because everybody personalized. You know, my way of doing it is not your way of doing it, and our way of doing it is not somebody else's way of doing it. Mm-hmm. It's like buying those. You go in and say, well, you can get 400 pounds of food for $998. Well, there's some kohlrabi and there's some squash. You know, I don't like squash. Why would I want to store squash? You know, that's somebody else's opinion of what they can give you for X bucks. Buy what you eat. Determine what you eat, then you can buy what you eat. Then you eat what you store, and you won't have any waste because waste is the biggest part of the America. You know, 25% of all the food in America is wasted. I went to a restaurant. I was amazed how much food was not eaten that was ordered. I thought, oh, my God, I'm beginning to get it. At 73 years of age, I'm beginning to understand why we are turned off to others. There's enough food in the world, there's enough water in the world, there's enough medication in the world for everybody if we could just get it distributed appropriately. And I guess basics is really more about practicing distribution, even though it doesn't say that. So it's a safety net to help people sit down and figure out who they are, what they eat, what they could do, what they need. For how many? It's just a book of suggestions. It's not a hard written rule, and you can make it what you want to be by writing in it. Photocopy the pages, sit down, write it out, work on it, perfect it, improve it, get it better. Someone moves, a kid moves away, you can take that person out of the inventory. They're gone on their own. Hopefully, they've learned how to do the same thing.
You know, you even got a section on here, purchasing powdered milk guidelines for purchasing powdered milk.
Yeah, standard.
And then, and once you purchase it, how do you rehydrate it? And how can you substitute powdered milk in recipes? And then you've got recipes that use powdered milk.
Yeah.
And it's just one little area. And you talk about recipes for cottage cheese. Cheese making.
How to make your own yogurt. It's so much better and cheaper to make it yourself. I love yogurt. I had some for breakfast. I had two sums for breakfast.
Well, we have a medical doctor, a brain surgeon, on with us every Thursday, and his name is Dr. Norman Shealy, and he recommends yogurt. It's absolutely required if you follow his diet. It's absolutely required. So, great stuff. What is in the latest version? The last time I bought my copy was probably. Mid-1990s. How have things changed in this current?
Well, it's twice as large now, for one thing. That was 224 pages, as I recall. That was a 10th edition, and we were selling as many as 90,000 copies a month. It was fantastic. That was in the Y2K era, and it was just going like crazy. What we've done since, the basics haven't changed. What we've added are chapters about things that have come into the marketplace that facilitate preparedness. They still dehydrate, they still freeze-dry, they still can. None of that has changed. And really, vegetables haven't changed a whole bunch. But the point is, there are new things out there, access to new markets, access to new products that make it even easier to become prepared than before. For example, now you can buy machines that dehydrate so simply you can't believe it. The first machine I had for dehydrating was because of Volkswagen. In fact, the book you have probably gives you instructions on how to make your own.
Let's talk about that for just a couple seconds.
Sure.
How did you use your Volkswagen? Explain. It's because I think our audience, our students, are going to find it fascinating.
Well, actually, what I said is big as the box that we put the in order to make it work. We made it out of lumber because they didn't have the ones made out of metal and plastic today that have a perfected air movement and distribution of the air. You don't have to heat it up to 600 degrees like you used to, because if you take food above 142 degrees, you start killing enzymes. So there are a lot of things that we've learned in our basics that now machines do. My first dehydrator, when I say it was large as a Volkswagen, was literally 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet. That's a huge box.
Yeah, and you could even use a Volkswagen.
You can, yes.
Park it in the sun. Use a screen off your house. Uh-huh. Window screen. Put the food on it. There you go.
Sure.
James Thomas Stevens, we're going to be right back after these few short commercial breaks. We're going to continue talking about back to basics. I'm Vin Fanelli, USAPrepares.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit TerraVim.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Fanelli, at the controls.
I'm doing two things at once. I'm reading and broadcasting. With James Talmadge Stevens. I'm going through the book. I have a previous copy from the 1990s, and it's got a prime location on our preparedness bookshelf. And I think, and I'm going to ask the question on the air, I think this is the best-selling basic preparedness book ever written. Is that true?
Correct, yes. It's outsold every other book ever written. It's been out there for 38 years.
38 years, still being revised, updated, and I think it's a great resource. I think you should consider it. And let me just give you another example. The Case Against White Flour. You got a section in your book about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great story. We use it to dust on our plants to kill bugs.
James Talmadge Stevens, I wanted to do an experiment many years ago. This was probably 20 or 30 years ago with white flour. And there was an ant highway, I call it, a bunch of ants, you know, traveling to a specific location and from the anthill. And I took some white flour and I sprinkled it in a line across their highway, maybe 4 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
They did not go over it, which would have been, you know, I'm not talking about a tall pile. I'm talking about, just a little strip, maybe the 64th of an inch. They took the long way.
I know. Isn't that great?
They went around it. They didn't want to go over it. They didn't want anything to do with it.
Yep.
And what do? We eat white bread and we eat donuts.
We suck it down.
we eat it by the pound. Yeah. Okay, so you've got some recipes in here. You talk about how to dry.
Dehydrate at home, yeah. And how does the sprouting chapter, 13 pages long, has the best sprouting chart in the industry. It will help you sprout anything. You can sprout virtually any seeds except maters and taters. I keep it simple. Tomatoes and potatoes, they are not safe to eat as sprouts. They'll make you sick. They could kill you if you eat enough of them. You'd really have to be stupid to eat that much. But anyway, the point is, you can sprout virtually everything, and my chart is 2 pages. You can print it off. It's available in book form. It's available in CD-ROM. It's available in instant download. And why don't we tell them? I thought about after you asked me how can people get it. I can make it really easy for them and for you. Okay. If they will go to Making the Best of Basics, that's the name of the book, makingthebestofbasics.com. And if they will go, that takes them to an autoresponder, and they just say they want a book. And then it asks information, and if they'll put in there either Vince Finelli, Vince, RBN, I heard it on the radio Saturday, or from the whatever, that will be an indication it came from this show, and we'll know that it came from your people, and that'll be easy enough for us to track it and give you a response back, Vince.
James Talmadge Stevens, we're going into our final break, and we're going to be right back after this break for a short time. Is that right, guys? I guess we're done. Well, okay, Making the Best of Basics. And James Talmadge Stevens is going to be back on with me at a future date. We're going to have a blast.
Thank
you so much for listening. USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. See you on Monday.
The next round.